You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Imagine being offered a job with no questions asked. No interview, no resume, no background check. That's the policy of Grayston Bakery, an award-winning multi-million dollar company that bakes the brownies for Ben & Jerry's chocolate fudge brownie ice cream. Grayston was founded in 1982 by Bernie Glassman, a Buddhist monk and former aeronautics engineer originally from Brooklyn. Through a process it calls open hiring, it creates a path for immigrants, former felons, and other unemployables to escape poverty by providing them with stable jobs. And it is with great pleasure that I welcome Mike Brady, the president and CEO of Grayston, to our show now. Hello.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here.
Now, how did Grayston start? Tell us a bit about Bernie Glassman.
You know, Bernie was an incredible visionary. 35 years ago, he had an idea about creating a business that was both able to succeed on its own merits as a business, but also contribute successfully in the community through a social justice model, which is open hiring.
But he was an aeronautics engineer, wrote Handbooks for the Flight to Mars, which I guess at that point was scheduled for 1974, eventually went up a lot later.
Yep.
But still, that seems like a far cry from becoming a the creator of this business model. Is it because he turned to Zen Buddhism?
I absolutely think his belief in Zen Buddhism kind of drove what has eventually become Grayston. He had a belief that there was more he could do as a Zen Buddhist, though, and he's quite well known for that. So he's been championing what's called socially engaged Buddhism, where you don't only want to look inward to yourself, but you also want to look outwards and contribute to the community.
He started the bakery in Riverdale as a way to help support a small monastery that he'd started.
Yes.
But then how did that morph into the current mission?
You know, he was incredibly successful. So he initially had wanted to just demonstrate the importance of a work ethic to his students, but the bakery that he had started in this small monastery did really well. Through its success, he needed more than just the students. And at the time in the Bronx, as you're probably well aware, there was a lot of issues around drug addiction, crack, homelessness, and Bernie said, I can help these folks as well. He began to expand his model and build on the success. Eventually, he moved the bakery from Riverdale into Yonkers, and at that point, we really started to build momentum.
Now, is Yonkers another area that, with a lot of people who would need this kind of support?
He had chose Yonkers for the location of his second bakery because it was leading the country at the time per capita issues of homelessness, and he thought he could make a difference with his model.
Now, let's go into a little more detail about open hiring. How does it work?
Yeah, it's quite simple, actually, in its model, but also quite radical in that you need a job, you come to the front door of the bakery, you put your name on the list. When we have a job available, we take the next person on the list, no questions asked.
Now, so that means that anybody, a convicted felon, a former drug addict, somebody who...
You or me, yep.
Somebody who doesn't have an employment history. I would think that that would mean that there's a certain number of troubled people who would come looking for jobs. How long do they last?
You know, there's a very pattern process. And so the whole concept of open hiring is we're only concerned with what people are going to do in the future. We're not concerned with what they've done in the past. And we need to deliver a great product. You know, we have our biggest customer with Ben & Jerry's and world-class food safety standards demanded by Unilever. So if people aren't able to be successful, we recognize that, but we give them every opportunity for success.
A New York Times article from 2003 notes that 4 out of 5 were gone in a week or two, and most of them left after their first paycheck. So isn't that a rather inefficient business model?
We bring folks in cohorts, and so groups to 10 to 12. Depending on the cohort, we might have success of all 10. We may have success with only a handful. But we believe every day that someone comes through the door and is given a chance to work is a new opportunity for them.
Do you have a waiting list?
We sure do, yeah.
How often do spots become available?
You know, that's driven by business. And so we do open hiring sessions probably at least once or twice a quarter. And if business is successful, as it has been in the recent past, we'll do it more often.
Obviously, there's a long training period. You put these people through an apprenticeship program?
We do. We have a 10-month apprenticeship model.
And so after 10 months, they're ready to become bakers?
They are. They are. We have a union. So the team members that are still with us after the 10-month apprenticeship program will enter into the union. And through the course of the 10 months, we're meeting regularly with the team members to say, okay, this is what we're expecting of you, and this is how you're going to be successful. But there's by no means a hidden crutch in there where it's not meeting the standards that we need every day on the job.
So then they just become regular employees.
Absolutely, yep.
If they don't make it through the apprenticeship program, can they reapply?
They can put their name back on the list, assuming they are they haven't been successful for any egregious reasons, such as violence or issues that might be considered things we wouldn't want to introduce them back on, which are very, very, very rare.
Do you think that the Grayston method of hiring, the open hiring process, and the apprenticeship program would work for other industries?
I am 100% a believer that this could work for really any industry. And that's what the kind of work that we're doing now at Grayston, to inspire other business leaders to look at how they could implement an open hiring model.
Office workers, factory workers?
Yes.
Talk show hosts?
Yeah, even a talk show host, you know. If they don't do good on the first day, maybe they need to, you know, look for something else. But the opportunities are out there in all sorts of different types of jobs.
Since you have become a success, are there other companies that are emulating you?
You know, we're working now with our partners at Ben & Jerry's to think about how they could be implementing things like this. And we're engaging with a host of others, one being Boston Beer, in the really progressive idea that there are people in those communities that need an opportunity, and they might not otherwise be getting one unless these leading companies gave them a chance.
I'm speaking with Mike Brady, the president and CEO of Grayston Bakeries. How many employees work at Grayston?
We have 100 at the bakery, and then what's important to note about the bakery is that the profits from the bakery go to support Grayston Foundation, in which we have another 50 team members.
How much of the staff is hired through the open hiring?
About 75.
Tell us about some of the people who work for you. For example, Dion Drew.
Dion is an incredible story, and you know, the transparency by which he talks about Grayston and what it means to be given an opportunity and how it changed his life is the types of stories that bring us back to Grayston every day. He readily admits that if he weren't working with us, he'd either be back in jail or dead on the street because his options are so limited. And by getting a chance at Grayston, he's now come in through the open hiring model, was a great apprentice, and now he's in our supervisor and training program.
Does Grayston see its mission as providing its employees with a stepping stone? Or are you just simply looking for people who might be good workers in the long run?
A combination of the two. We are actively trying to encourage our team members to pursue the types of jobs that they would like. We want to give them every opportunity because we realize not everyone wants to be a baker. Can we encourage and provide people with the tools to understand what other kind of jobs are out there? By all means, in the odd way of running a successful business like we do, we also encourage our team members to leave.
You say that you moved to Yonkers because it had a very high rate of homelessness, which will surprise a lot of people that a town in Westchester would have that kind of problem.
Yeah, people are surprised at the situation in Yonkers, which that was 30 years ago, has changed quite a bit. But there are pockets, like where we are in Southwest Yonkers, where the poverty level is still one out of every three people.
Are you supported by the local government?
Our nonprofit operations at Grayston, which include our low-income housing, we have a child care facility, we have workforce development and community gardens. We receive some grant funding for those, but the bakery is fully operational. It's New York State's first benefit corp. We're very proud about that.
And in 2013, Grayston opened a $32 million multifamily housing development in Yonkers.
Wow. We supported that, yes.
Yep. So are these mostly people who are working for the bakery?
No. And so there's two points to that. One being the model of open hiring is pretty easy to understand. Give a person a job and give them an opportunity at success. But around that job, you want to make sure that you're also removing any obstacles that may prevent them from being able to come to work. That's where those things around housing and childcare and early education become essential.
But you're a for-profit company.
Correct.
This is the sort of thing we usually associate with nonprofits.
You know, we should dig into that a little bit, because what I want to do is get brownies out the door every day. And if my team members are struggling to be at work or struggling to be present on the job, they're not going to be as effective as getting those brownies out the door.
Can you sell enough brownies to open a $32 million multifamily housing development in Yonkers and also then have the world-renowned architect Maya Lin design your new facility?
You know, the power of being a social justice leader allows you to do a lot of different things. And so, to be completely clear, those dollars that went into those housing projects didn't come from the work at the bakery, but through alignment with other public-private partnerships that were key to what we're doing in Yonkers.
Why not run Grayston as a nonprofit? What's the benefit of using the business model to alleviate poverty?
You know, the opportunity for Grayston Bakery is tremendous. I think there's a lot further that we can go than the current sets of business that we have with Ben & Jerry's, with Whole Foods. We have a brownie now with Delta Airlines. The tools at our disposal as a for-profit benefit corp, I think, will allow us to grow to the most effective means. Also, giving the money back to the nonprofit creates a really compelling hybrid structure.
Haven't you also just launched a new line of grab-and-go cookies?
We did. We do have two new cookies at Whole Foods, which has been a great success since the beginning of the year.
Grayston is a benefit corporation, or a B corporation, New York's first?
New York's first benefit corporation, yes.
It's a new form of corporation. How does it differ from the traditional C corporation?
You know, the benefit corp movement and the B corp movement is encouraging business leaders to look at different avenues in their business for success. So beyond just the traditional financial measures, we're looking at our social impact and our environmental impact. And my board and the boards of all benefit corps are looking at our impact across those three metrics.
In your 2014 TED Talk, you encourage businesses to invest in the social good. There are lots of ways that businesses do good in the United States nowadays. They set up foundations, donate to nonprofits, commit to sustainable practices. Do you think that the majority of businesses invest in the social good for its own sake, like Grayston, or are they more interested in improving their public images? And does that matter, in fact?
You know, I want to believe it's because it's good business. And that's what I want to instill to other business leaders, to recognize that there is a whole host of really effective team members that could be contributing to your business that you're not giving an opportunity to. So I'm not asking a business leader to give a handout. I'm asking a business leader to be more proactive in how they think about their hiring models.
And have other businesses contacted Grayston to learn about your open hiring strategy?
Absolutely. The inbound interest, and hopefully the interest that this interview will spur, has been very, very encouraging enough to inspire us to launch what we're calling the Center for Open Hiring.
How long has Ben & Jerry's been a customer?
25 years.
Oh, so almost from the beginning.
Almost from the beginning, yeah. And they've been a huge partner of ours in allowing us to continue to iterate on our model and demonstrate the success of an organization that's able to do something quite different from someone else and have a long history of success.
What's Bernie Glassman doing these days? Is he still involved with the bakery?
Bernie is absolutely a mentor, an ongoing mentor. He's probably suggesting he's retiring and slowing down, which is tough for him. But every time I talk to him, he's got all new ideas of what we should be doing at Grayston and how we can continue to grow the bakery.
And what were you doing before you became president and CEO of Grayston?
Yeah, I had a reasonably long career doing internet startups that I found unfulfilling and decided to pursue a more conscious line of work.
So you learned about this company and said, that's where I want to go?
Not only did I learn about it, but I learned about it through a brownie. And my wife gave me a gift, and it had the story of Grayston on the back, and she and I called up, and we both volunteered.
Wow.
Yep, that was
You never know what you find on a brownie.
It's one powerful brownie, that's what we like to say.
Do you have a secret recipe?
You know, they're made with love. That's all I can say. And every day we're trying to iterate on that.
And I'm assuming that you're expanding on your product line all along.
We are expanding on the product line. We as you noted, we just made the two new cookies at the beginning of the year. And we have what we're framing as a mini brownie, which is a great piece that got picked up by Delta. So we're excited to be on all international flights out of Delta.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for being on our show. I've been speaking with Mike Brady, the president and CEO of Grayson Bakeries, a company that has created a unique model for a profit for a for-profit company.
Yep.
And it's really commendable. I'm so pleased that you were here. And you must be very pleased when you look at the success stories of some of the people who came in with really no hopes for the future, who now have become contributing citizens.
Yeah, it's an amazing place to work every day. And if I could close on one thing, and if people are thinking about how they can make a difference, think about where there are opportunities in the organization to find that one job or that 1% of the workforce. And not only is it great for the team member that you're going to support, it's also great for your organization that's demonstrating you're interested in an inclusive economy and you want to drive and be innovative within your organization.
Thank you so much again for being on our show.
My pleasure.